Smithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, March 7th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, we have one taker already, so we're down to one other free ticket available. Randy Walker out of Brutus, he is going to get the free ticket. He purchased one on the website eastportbc.org for the 16th annual Outdoor Sportsman's Banquet. It's not this Saturday. It's next Saturday, March 16th at 5 o'clock. It's going to be at Shaney Creek Resort in Bel Air. Great event. This is their 16th annual event that they've put on, and it's a fantastic, unbelievable dinner. The food is great. We have a pork chop, Hunter pork chop dinner available for one other lucky listener. All you have to do is text me dinner. When you text me the word dinner, I'll text you back the link. All you have to do is click on it, buy your ticket. It's $45. And then I'll put you down on the list for our free ticket. We have two of these, one for me and Vicky, but unfortunately we're going to be in Florida and we're not going to be able to go to the event. So we're giving up our tickets. And you can have the one remaining ticket if you text me dinner right now. I'll text you back the clickable link. You can buy your ticket online for $45. The kids, 8 to 12, are $20. And everybody gets a long, I don't know, it was 3-4 foot long of these raffle-style tickets, little stubbies that you put in the buckets. You walk around the tables. You look at the different items that are being given away. You put your ticket in the bucket, and if they draw your name, you get it. And they've got, I know they're well over 10,000. I think maybe one year was 20,000 in prizes, an incredible grand prize drawing. They did one year a fire pit. It was a paver brick patio with a fire pit in the middle of it that was completely installed at your home in your backyard for free. A company donated that paver brick patio fire pit, and man, it was phenomenal. They have pictures of it, and everybody loved it, and one lucky person attending this event got it. It was a $2,500 item that this company put up at the event. So long barrel rifles, handguns, all kinds of things are there. They have air pellet guns for the kids, BB guns. I'll never forget one year, this little girl, I think she was about 9 years old, they called out her number to get a pink BB gun, and she jumped up from that table, and she went screaming, running all the way up to the guy. She grabbed that BB gun and turned around and took back running off to the table with her dad. She's like, "Daddy, Daddy, I won." And they couldn't even get the picture taken with her and Pastor Jerry. And it was funny. It was great. The kids love it. Every kid that attends this event gets some kind of prize. It was amazing. So, again, text me dinner. I'll text you the link. All you do is you buy your ticket and text me back that you bought it, and we will get you on. Now, also, if you don't have a black radio station T-shirt, let me know, and I'll mail you one here today after you buy the ticket, or tomorrow on Friday's show, or over the weekend. If you're hearing the repeat of tomorrow's show, we'll be talking about it tomorrow if we don't get rid of it today. But I'll mail you a T-shirt, and Randy Walker confirmed that he does have a black radio station T-shirt that fits him now, even after he's lost all his weight, and he's going to wear it to the event. We'd appreciate you guys doing that for us, because Vicky and I would be wearing our T-shirts, but unfortunately, we're not going to be there. So, again, text me dinner. I'll text you back the link. You buy your ticket, and I'll put you down. It's a Hunter's Pork Chop dinner we had selected for Vicky and I. But unfortunately, changes happened to our schedule, and we're not going to be able to attend it. So we'd like you guys to represent us, the radio station, at this event. Again, not this Saturday, a week from Saturday, March 16th, 5 o'clock, Shanty Creek Resort in Bel Air, Michigan. Now, there's a couple of stories talking about Rich Foley, talking about the weather, talking about things that are going on in our state and the reaction to it by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It was kind of interesting because the weather patterns, this comes to us from Keith Matheny at the Detroit Free Press. Mild Michigan winters could have consequences for crops, gardens, and even wildlife. With the exception of a frigid week or two that started in January, it was largely the winter that wasn't in the 2023-2024 season. Detroit, the city of Detroit, hit a record high temperature on December 9th at 63 degrees. It broke the three daily temperature records in February, which included 73 degrees on February 27th, just a couple of weeks ago. The highest temperature ever recorded for any day in February, with records going all the way back to 1874. In between January, the region had its all-time high in precipitation of rain, not snow, but 5.32 inches of rain, breaking the previous record of 5.02 inches of rain in 1932. So it's almost been 100 years. Strong El Nino, El Nina, with the little umlaut over it, but it's spelled E-L-N-I-N-O. So I say it on the radio with the phonic spelling of it, El Nino. Conditions in the waters of the Pacific Ocean and other conditions in both the Pacific and the Atlantic influence the upper atmosphere across North America. In the Great Lakes region, it led to the winter as mild as a Lawrence Welk rerun. For those of you who remember Lawrence Welk, and a one and a two. Heading into spring, expect more of the same. At least for the next couple of weeks, we are looking at some warmer than normal temperatures and slightly wetter weather, said Brian Cromwell. He's a meteorologist at the National Weather Center in White Lake, Michigan. Temperatures are looking to stay above normal for the foreseeable future, and they want people to know that the winters, for those who want their winters to be more like Florida, it's been mostly a bliss. But, however, for the life in Michigan that's built around traditional cold, snowy winters, it has tremendously impacted those businesses and industries. The continued trend of not having them, as we once did, had the potential to affect vital fruit crops, people's backyard gardens, wildlife in our forests, lakes, and streams. Now, an interesting little take on this coming from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. And this is really interesting because as they talk about this, they're bringing it into focus again that it is cycles. Michigan's harsher winters have been a historic barrier to a variety of invasive species that are actually more pervasive in southern United States, according to Joanne Foreman. She is the invasive species communications coordinator for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Now, Joanne goes on to say, and this is kind of interesting, the fact that we have had those harsh winters generally act as a deterrent because not all of the invasive species can survive. They may like our soil, they might like our water, But the harsh winters are usually enough to extinguish them, and therefore they're not able to get a foothold here in our region. One mild winter probably doesn't change those dynamics, but it is a trend. Great Lakes ice coverage in winter has been measured since 1973. The long-term average maximum annual ice cover of all five Great Lakes from then to now shows that we are at 53% of an annual normal ice coverage. But ice cover has been well below that average for the past 20 of the past 33 years. This winter is breaking records for the lowest level of ice cover for this time of year. Now, as a result, you may notice that the Great Lakes are receding. The shorelines are actually dirt as opposed to water right now. And that's because of the lack of snow that's going to be melting. Well, if the snow's not there, it's not melting. It's not filling up the Great Lakes. One of the invasive species, the red swamp crayfish, which actually comes from southeastern United States, but was now discovered for the first time in southern Michigan in 2017. Folks, that's just 7 years ago. Populations are now found to be up to mid-Michigan. And they compete for the same resources as our native crayfish and can actually crowd them out. Joanne went on to say that northern boundary limits for these invaders, well, the question is, will that change and move even farther north if our waters are consistently warmer through the winters? That is something that we are looking at very closely. Well, here's the deal. I've been told by some farmers that this is the last year of our 11-year cycle. And because of what's going to happen later this summer, after we get through this drought, this really hot, humid summer, that we are going to return back to normal starting the first year of a normal winter cycle starting in November of this year, 2024. We'll see what happens. Final segment of hour number one. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Point of clarification, thank you to Tom and Karen Curtis over at Curtis Gunsmithing. And by the way, if you haven't visited them yet, over at 9996 Pickerel Lake Road there in Petoskey, they have rear window stickers for your cars, and they have the 9-11-11 spread the word, vote intellectually, not emotionally. They have the cards there on the counter. So if you're in the Petoskey area, you're going to stop over and visit. Tom's got a great inventory of firearms there at the store. Go check them out. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Get your rear window sticker. Get a couple of these cards and start passing them out to your friends. They reminded me, and I got point of clarification, because I remember Vicky and I, whenever we would go or I would go by myself, I would always take two cases of green beans. They're very affordable, and I love green beans, and they're healthy for you. So I'd always take two cases of green beans for every can of food that you donate. This is a food bank, a food drive that they do, part of the Sportsman's Banquet. You get a ticket for each can. So that's the long 3-foot, 4-foot long tickets I got for bringing in the canned goods. You get, with the price of a ticket, you get one grand winner ticket plus 14 small tickets for the drawings. The rolled up tickets, Randy, are for the giveaways when you take in the canned goods. You get one ticket per can. And I always took two cases of green beans. And yeah, I got that screwed up. Well, it's been a while since I was there. I didn't go last year. We had some other issues going on. But anyway, greatly appreciate that. We got one free ticket to give away. Text me dinner. You buy your ticket online for $45, and then I put you down for our Hunter's Pork Chop ticket for me and Vicky this year. We can't make it. We are going to be in Florida. So greatly appreciate that. One other thing I do want to mention on this story that's kind of interesting. The northern boundary limit for these invaders and how they're talking about they're migrating and moving their way up through the state, starting in Lake St. Clair, heading up the St. Clair River. Now they're being found as high as mid-Michigan. Is that they say that this could continue to go farther north into our listening area. Well, the only thing I think that's going to stop it is a brutally harsh cold winter this winter coming up, this November, December, January, and I think we're going to be getting back to normal. One other that she talked about, and this is interesting, the hemlock woolly Aldegig, a small insect that has devastated hemlock forests in the eastern states from Maine to Georgia. was discovered in a small population along the Lake Michigan shoreline in western Michigan back in 2016. It's likely held back from the deeper inroads away from the shoreline because of the freezing periods in winter that kill off these insects. But without those cold winters, the risk of the insect spreading and having impact on 170 million hemlock trees that we have here in the state of Michigan. So, with the milder temperatures, this little insect is able to survive and possibly go after our hemlock. Got it. The one ticket for the canned goods is for a separate drawing. I think it's an air gun, not the grand prize. I thought I said that, but maybe I misspoke. The grand prize ticket, you get one for your entry to the dinner. The cans, the food of cans of food is a separate prize. So I thought I said it, but appreciate the correction. Now, the other thing that affects this, of course, Iron Pig Restaurant in Gaylord, all of the ski slopes are shutting down for the season. The man-made snow even causing them to close. Mild temperatures, lack of snow is forcing Michigan ski resorts to close for the season. They have pictures of the man-made snow just not surviving the warmer temperatures. This year's winter, mild winter has impacted all aspects of Michigan outdoor activities. They've canceled the Black Lake winter sturgeon fishing season, as well as the UP 200 dog sled race. This is now the second year in a row. Finally, ski resorts across the state were once open well into spring have officially closed their doors for the season. Mickey McWilliams, President Executive Director of the Michigan Snow Sports Industry Association, said, due to the weather this year, ski areas are closing earlier than normal because they just cannot manufacture enough snow to maintain their slopes. It's not time to get your golf clubs out yet. There has been a very, this has been a very trying winter, but people still need to get outside and enjoy it. So, impacted a lot of industries, bottom line. But according to the farmers I've spoken to, next year, this fall, winter, we're going to get back to normal. We'll see if their predictions hold true. All we know is we definitely rely on that beautiful winter weather, and this year it just did not happen. So we'll have to wait and see. Got a lot more coming to you this show today. We're going to be talking with some folks from MAGA Water and some of their satisfied customers in the third hour. And we've got more stories from Lansing coming in, even though they're not back into full session. I'll explain all that to you. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum.